in the top of Zion Sif Hey. Tana Rikiraim Kadosha, page 246. Tana Rikiraim Kadosha, Ein Sochanusam Beshemel, Latoshanusam Matlis. They used to take a tana and they used to put some oil on it. Probably because they used to bake against the tana itself. So they used to do this, and this would have probably the equivalent of putting like a flavor into it, etc. So it's considered a tikkun kli. So the first time you do it, taking it from, it's considered a tikkun kli, and it's aser. But that is mutter. Avol mutter lecha hasikin afilo hesek rishin. You're allowed to fire them up even the first time, which the first time gives a little bit of certain strength to them. It's like the first time you would take anything and you heat it up, and then it strengthens it. So the way you actually, I think they do this by the windows they have, which are used for the high tensile glass, which is used to withstand impact, etc. So they heat it up very high, and then they plunge it into a cold bath of oil. So that sudden change from the hot to the cold strengthens it. So that you can't do. If it came too heated, you need to cool it off a little bit, which you would pour some cold water on it, which would cause it to cool down a little bit, in order to be able to then proceed to bake. So you're not doing it with intent for the purpose of strengthening it. Your goal over here is just simply to cool it off, to be able to facilitate the baking. So like we said before, so they would need this rake, this broom, and they would sweep out what was inside the oven. So you're allowed to soak it in water that it shouldn't burn. You don't want the wood to catch on fire. So that's your goal. Is not for the purpose of kibui, or your goal is and remember, the heter of sweeping out was because it's needed for the pas. The pas shouldn't, the bread shouldn't burn. So there's a valid echol nefesh purpose. Since the only way you can do it is by cooling off the broom, wetting the broom, so that all goes into the heter of echol nefesh, and that's mut. Okay. The Mishabura does point out, the Mashal says, Mishabura points out, say, okay, you finished your process of sweeping up, and you're afraid that there's sometimes there's little pieces of ash or coal stick to the bottom of the broom. So now we're worried that it's going to make the broom, the straws, which are very small, very light, that they can catch on fire very easily, they're going to catch on fire. So that I don't have a heter for, to wet that. That's not the Tzar HaKol Nefesh anymore. So that, you know, it's just put in a safe place. It shouldn't, you know, catch it, set the house on fire. That's it. You can't do anything else. Okay. So katan chavav ein sochan esam b'shem. Shadarkan hoyu losuch l'tanurim ba'ozen chadashim. The derek was that they would smear on an oil when the oven is still new. B'shem, and with oil l'shavshem b'sam, and they would rub it in. To make them smooth and to make them shiny. I'm not sure if it was a shiny support, but it would make it function better. So that's all considered a process of fixing. That's the end of the process of making your oven. So that's awesome. You're allowed to fire them up for the first hesek, even the first hesek. So the same way you could do this with a whole oven, theoretically you could take a ra'of, was like a tile, like a ceramic shingle, ceramic tile. So you could take that, put that directly on the fire, heat it up, and then it itself was hot enough that you could then bake something on it. You could take it off of the fire, and it maintains the heat long enough that you could bake a pancake or something, you know, a thin type of a cake or bread directly on that the ra'ofa. So the ra'afim, the lach is, you can't heat them up to be red hot. It's aser.
So what is ra'afa?
It's like a ceramic tile.
Okay.
Ceramic where is it normally on the floor of the oven? Where is it normally?
No, these were used on your roof. But a person would take one. He had a broken one. And he wants to put it on the, and stick it into the coals, heat it up, and then take it out and use it to bake on.
Oh, I see. And why aren't you allowed to do that?
So because this process strengthens it. Right, and now it makes it more usable for the next time you want to do it again. You can use it again. So it's a problem. There's a tikkun kli involved. So he's contrasting that. So by the tanner, we're not worried about the fact that you're heating it up the first time, and by the case of this flat bread pan made out of ceramic, you're allowed to do that. Also a ceramic pot. You cannot heat it up and use it on the. You can't put it on the fire the first time. You cannot be the first time you're using it will be on Yom Tov, like you said before. Mishum mischasemis, which means mischazekis, belibun. Ubehesik zeh, ukegarmer kli be Yom Tov dami. So all these are considered like you're finishing off the process of making the kli. There's a tikkun kli involved in that. So why is the tanner mutter when these things are also? So he says we're forced to say the tanner ain't miskasim behesek shemasikim by bifnim. It doesn't get strengthened by this fire. When you put a fire inside of it, it doesn't get strengthened. You know, when they make the tanner, they put it in a kiln. It itself was like a pot. It was a large pot. You made it in a bigger oven, and you would stick it in, and you would fire it up, and that's how you make your tanner. But just heating up inside doesn't do the same thing. But that's the Magen Avraham. The tanurim shebiz manenu, and there, in the time of the Magen Avraham, yes, mischas min shapra yedei hesek rishon, and it's also yesh chokin alav k'mashuk sav demesiva.
So, how do we?
Now our ovens don't have this issue. Our ovens are metal ovens, you know, yeah. But their ovens were they were ceramic. They were there was a common thing that was made out of a clay.
But apparently there was a change, according to Magen Avraham, there was a change from the time of the Gemara to...
That's what he's saying, yeah.
His time.
How many... It's not clear to me of how many times did this process take till it's done. I mean, like, is it only one time?
I think she says just the first
just
time.
Just the first time.
First time, and there's, I imagine, probably you're right, there's some benefit a second or third time.
But not enough.
But not enough that it's considered a problem, but that change from being not heated to being heated is significant. Uh-huh. I'm not pulling out the English name for that process. Tempering.
Tempering.
You're tempering it, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. Okay. Chavches, Lubashu Yafigam Mitzanin. But that already you cannot do. You can't heat it and then immediately cool it down with cold. So that change strengthens it very much. And they actually use that process even nowadays.
I was going to say tempering. Say talking about tempering steel. So the metal, it is shayach to metal. It's just a maybe that our ovens are already. You know, they whatever they're going to do, they do. It's
right,
all
whatever
pre-done.
I'm sure it's been done before. Right. So that's a problem. But you could, in a case where it got too hot, and you can't bake it on it because it'll end up burning up the it'll burn the bread. So you want to cool down the temperature of the oven. So you want to pour some cold water on it to cool it down. The water will boil off, and it won't affect your bread. But it'll cool off the oven meanwhile, allow it to be not overly hot. So he said, that's mutter. In order to be able to bake, shall you serve it? The bread shouldn't burn. It's mutter. Even though it's going to give it a benefit that it's going to be strengthened, lessened, well, that's not our concern. Now, we don't understand. So Mishabur again comes back to address this problem. We want to contrast it to the case of the Ra'afim. Over there, the lach is that your goal wasn't to strengthen it, your goal was to heat it up to be able to bake on it. We said, well, yeah, but meanwhile, since it's being strengthened, it's aser. So we're seeing that the secondary benefits, even though it's not your intent, is usur. And we were saying that the benefit, which normally would be usur, since it's not your intent, is mutter. So we're back to the same problem. I will have the gabi libun ra'ofen. Lo mashakinim b'mashakam anosik halitzus aleim. We don't say, listen, your main goal was just you wanted to roast on them. And that which is being strengthened is secondary, and that's not your intent, then it's mutter. We say over there it's usur. So shani hosim sitikuno shal ra'ofim heim kodim shatash v'shi yishtamash behem achar kakul tzerach yamtiv. The heating process is the heating process, and then afterwards you use them. So v'l'hocha harei ha'pas mucha la'anichoi b'taner shatzerach l'kara ma'at me'ataner ken b'tikuno hu masakin ha'pas v'shorim. Over here you're ready to bake. The problem is you realize the oven is too hot, you need to cool down the oven. So the process that you're doing is directly involved in the process of the it's considered an integral part of the baking process. That's one. Whereas over there, you know, they would I don't understand the chiluk 100%, because over there also you want to roast something, you need to heat this up, they have to roast in it. Over here you need to cool down to bake on it. I'm not sure I understand the chiluk. But the Sharatzi in Sukkot and Mem, he brings this is a Ra. And he says an important point. Take a look at this Sharatzi in Mem. So Ra, v'sorazu l'chara siyata l'hod l'kasam agan rom sivkot and l'ches. But this Ra would seem to go along the following lines. The kibur the tzarech ochol nevesh, which we said is mutter, who da'avke b'shosh emasak and oichav olu karam l'chein. It has to be right then during the process, the cooking process. Shlokadas a priyachodesh liyel simen tovkuk beis sif aluf. It does not make that condition. So he's stressing the point that there is whatever reason the Ron is saying that this is considered a step in the process of the actual cooking. It's right, you're in the cooking, you're in the baking process, and it's ready to go, and you need to do this last step to be able to let it. So that's considered part of the process, and that's the mutter. Okay, so that's one point, an important point. Then he brings a second. The Sharatzian brings another explanation to answer the difference between the case of the oven, which you're allowed to cool, even though by cooling it you're strengthening it, in the case of the ra'ofim, which you can't heat, because by doing so you're strengthening them. Okay. Ra'ah kasa b'chidushim oitam lo dama lohadim ra'ofim. The ra'ofim hu masakim and nasa kli l'malach acher is chutz malach hazu shal tzliya ma'ashega matan r'shenu miskashim l'malach acher is zeh chutz mi'afiyo bishul. Fascinating point. At the end of the day, you're going to take this tile. They wouldn't necessarily be yachad to use only for this purpose.
That's the point.
And you're going to put it into your floor, into your roof, or whatever it is, etc. And it's a much stronger tile because it's been strengthened. So that's where we say that case is awesome. But over here, now it'll bake better. Good. That's all part of your. You have a stronger oven, will bake better, it'll last longer, whatever it is. But the function is all echol nefesh. So they did an asr. That's what he says.
But so then I could assume from that if these tiles were made for the oven specifically, it wasn't made for the roof.
Correct.
Then you should be able to.
But then he says, according to this ro'ah, fitamzeh, tamozeh shal yeshahat biyom tov kederish chadoshes lebishul. Bemes mavur b'shitigavetsus v'sharoah ma hitolasis levashal b'kederish chadoshes. So the ro'ah shita is you're allowed to bake in, you're allowed to cook in a new pot, which shukhar pasta, not like that. So the ro'ah's hasber is a nice hasber. In those two dinim, but it's not going to work in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch passes, then you can't use, because the pots, all you do is cook in that. So that, according to his thought process, that should be more like the case of the oven than the case of the ra'ofim. The ra'ofim is the Gemara, right? So, that's clear in the Gemara, that's a problem.
According to the first Sfara, that the tikkun takes place before, in the case of the ra'ofim, the tikkun takes place first.
Right.
Saying before the shimush.
Right. So if they say the case of the pot also, that's so. Again, I'm not sure I understand exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused by the Mishnah Berurah when he starts. I can't. We didn't finish Lamed, I guess.
We didn't finish the Sif yet.
Oh, okay, because the Sif Katan?
We didn't finish the Katan Lamed yet.
Yeah, Mishnah, okay, because there's something there about. Okay.
Now, so that's the first shot that the Mishnah Berurah says the difference between the case of the Ra'ofim and the case of the. Which is Asher to heat, and the case of the Oven, which is Mutzer to cool. V'yesha Kasu, back in Sif Katan Lamed. Right where he has the Memala from the Sharat Tzion, the Tzion to the Sharat Tzion is Memala. So there, the Mishnah Berurah says Vishakasu, the Hafagas son and Eno Oisir Rak Chisum Kaltu, Achishar Chachamim Kol Sheino Mechadim Lehediv at Lechasma. That this process of heating it and then cooling it is not the same thing. It doesn't have the same impact, apparently, as the case of heating up the Ra'ofim that it does for it.
Okay, what I was confused, I guess we had read, that was about I thought the analogy between the Ra'ofim and the Tanur, you know, it should be the Ra'ofim and the Tanur, but then he starts talking about the tikkun of the pas itself. That's...
Where are you?
The part just before the Mem Aleph, the Tziyun Mem Aleph, just before that.
Right, he's saying since the cooling of the oven is integral to the process of baking. You have the dough ready to go, and you just can't put it on because it's too hot. So you look at all you're really doing is just preparing for the bread. You don't look at it as what you're doing as a tikkun in the kli. We're saying you're doing a tikkun in the bread because I'm ready to bake and I need to get this thing ready to bake up. Mm-hmm. I need to cool it. Whereas the case of the heating, it's in the process. It's looked at as part of the process of baking. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whereas in the case before, I'm first heating it and then I'm doing something on it. We look at it two separate processes, and that first process is us. And I'm not mm-hmm. fully conversant in that sort. So Tosfos is making gradations in tikkun, so that the tikkun of the libun of the case of the ra'ofim, the heating them up, is more beneficial than the case of the cooling. So if you do it expressly for that purpose, it's going to be aser. If you do it for a different purpose, that happens memela, chazal did an aser. Right, so interesting, that idea is found, there's a Maga Mishnah. Maga Mishnah asked the Kasha, we have a musig of Sikresha. So the Dabashen Miskaban is mutter, but Sikresha is also. But there are certain cases when you're not Miskaban, it becomes mutter, even though it's a Sikresha, as it were. So one of the examples he says when it comes to Tikkun Kli specifically, if my goal isn't the Tikkun, so in certain sense the Tikkun becomes irrelevant. So, example, if a person, it's also to take a splinter off of you have a beam. I pull a splinter off and I want to use it as a toothpick. That's considered a tikkun kli because before it was a piece of wood, now it's a toothpick. It has a function to clean my teeth. If I pull it off not for the purpose of making a toothpick, it's a toothpick which I'm not using as a toothpick. It's only a toothpick because I want it to be a toothpick. Like, I don't say every single splinter which is on the ground really is a toothpick in waiting. Right? What makes it into a tikkun kli that's considered a toothpick is because I decided to use it as a toothpick. But right now, it's a splinter. So if I pull it off for whatever reason, I pull it off not for the purpose of using it for my teeth. That's not tapshat. It's darshin miskaven and it's psik resha. And the lack of kavana redefines the action is not a maisa tikkun. So that's an important issue when it comes to tikkun kli, that these type of ideas. So there were often apparently the benefit that it had was so objective that it was considered a tikkun automatically, whereas the accomplishment of the act of heating and then cooling was minimal to the point that if you did it for that purpose, that's called it's considered better. You made your kli better because you want to make it better. But otherwise, the amount that you made it better is not significant enough to say I really made it better. If I didn't define that as better,
what would you pull the wood off the beam for fire? What
would be the other purpose of doing it? He wants to use it to for tinder. So that's not really a new kli. He gives a few examples. My mind's blanking right now. Some of the examples. He gives a few examples of that idea. Okay, Lefikoth. He says, therefore, I want to soak the broom in water, that's also going to be mutter. What's the lemma? Again, so the case has to be that there's a tzarech echol nefesh over here. The tzarech echol nefesh has to be im husak atan or yosem idai because shall you serve a pass. Again, the oven is too hot and you're afraid it's going to burn. So you want to remove some of the coals over here, or alternatively you want to put this inside and the presence of this cold water will cool it off. So you're going to cool off the oven, the airspace of the oven with this cooled, water-cooled broom. You'll take out some of the coals out to, again, help reduce the heat. Which usually they would already did one grefa because they baked it with the coals out already. So that's mutter. The coals are sharav pisha mechav and kiman shulatzar chachol nefesh because it's all part of the chachol nefesh process.
When you use that, when you're saying when you're using that oven for the first time, you're strengthening it. So what, strengthening it in what way? So in other words, it wouldn't burst. Is that
right?
But you got to do it the first time anyway. So sometimes I'm sure it does burst. Sometimes it doesn't. But it's going to do the same process regardless, right? I mean, what are you going to do? How does it help you by strengthening it? If it doesn't burst, what difference does it make? It doesn't cook any better. There's no difference. I mean,
well, it does.
It's strengthened. That's nice. Okay, so what difference does it make?
So, but now, if even if I put a large amount of heat in it next time, I heat it up even higher.
Oh, that's what it does.
It has this. It's a stronger oven. It can handle greater heats.
So in other words,
heat.
So forgetting Shabbos and Yanta for a minute, for a second. When you just bought this new oven, you bought it home. So you would start off with a very low heat, and then you would raise the heat, and then next time you'd heat it again a little bit higher.
I think it was just one time. The first time you would heat it up.
But you wouldn't heat it up fully blast.
Right.
You would do it like half heating.
Or whatever.
I don't understand what the difference is. You're doing the same process.
There's a rabbi which is mashma like that. The first time that we heat, they wouldn't heat it so hot.
Okay then.
I don't. So hot, not so hot. Means
no, I don't care. I'm not talking about the temperature. I'm just saying concept.
Right.
I'm saying it's stronger, not stronger. Right. I mean, what? Now I understand that you're only heating it like half, less.
Okay. So again, so we're seeing this idea that keeping the tzarech echol nefesh is mutzer. We're going to see later on that that's not so poshut. But this whole is all a heter because it's part of the process of processing the bread. It's going to be a problem. If the bread's not going to be affected to the point where it's not, it's a real damage. Rakshi is yeah mischarech maat. Well, we discussed yesterday. It's not going to be perfect the way you want it. Since there's an issue of kibui, we're not going to allow the kibui to make your bread to be perfect. The lachash kibui atan. Or once you already swept out the oven. Also, litual and mechabedes b'mayim. You want to take the broom and dip it in water. Shalot tisorif, because you're afraid that the mechabedes itself might burn. Because there's still sparks of heat in there. There's still some heat in there, fire in there. So that's not mutter. Shereu kibui shalot tzarech echol nefesh. That's not a kibui, which is the tzarech echol nefesh. And now he takes it a step further. I feel him utzarech lo oid lafia b'yemzeh. Even though this mechabedes was what you used to sweep out the oven, the way you would heat up the oven is you'd put the wood in it, would heat up, etc. And then you'd have to, before you would bake, you'd have to sweep it out. So I need this mechabedes for later in the day. If I don't cool this thing off, I'm not going to have mechabedes to allow me to cook later in the day. But that's already machshir echol nefesh. It's not echol nefesh. I'm not going to mount it. But if what's interesting is the Shaar Tzion comes along in Mem Daled that that people got him graz, simer graz. The Chosman Shevshel of the Hashel Machbed is Acher is also Bishan Tisarev Kulam. Now it sounds like he's saying, but if it's impossible to get a second one, I have no other option of getting a different Machbed. It's the only way I can take it out. And I have no other way to get these coals out other than a Machbed. I have no other way to get any other Machbed other than the one that I have. See, he would only be mutter to do Kibui. That's what it sounds like he's saying, which that's a bit Chiddush.
When do you wet it? After you sweep it or before you sweep it?
Before you... Well, this case is over here, they were wetting it afterwards, but...
Moms, if you wet it before you put it in the oven.
Well, it'll also be a problem. There's also kibbutz taking place. So his point was that was mutter because you needed to cool off the oven because of the bread's going to burn otherwise. Okay, now that I did that, so I have these little pieces attached to the which might burn the... I want to therefore dip the whole broom... Mm-hmm. In the water, just to extinguish everything. That's right. That's not what. Okay. Now, but he never prima godim sign einos ches. Come on, also the whole the custom of the Rome, which we quoted before. The dafke b'shor shemasakan oichol shor lechabis malakadam lechay. The heter was well when it's part of the process. Mashimene the sriel let the filo ain lo mimi lahashil is also. So there's a difference between the Prima Gadim and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch says, if I'm going to need this later on, I have no other way to get anything else, it's mutter. Prima Gadim says, no, it's only mutter because it's part of the process of baking. So over here I'm doing kibbutz well before I'm doing the part of the process. That's not going to be mutter. Then here, it'll take point out even further. I'm still in the Shad Tzion in Mem Dalet. Here, oil. The filo prichodesh to make of a simon tov kuf beis b'kisu eish ba'ofer l'tzarech esayon. So, if I have a fire in there and I want to keep the fire going because I want to bake there later in the day, so I want to cover it with some dirt or something, some ash or something, to keep its heat in, and thereby that'll still have. The coals will still maintain some of their heat and be usable later on in the day. Then I'll add some more wood and I'll build up a fire. So the problem is when you cover it, there's a certain amount of extinguishing that takes place. So Pichonis says that that's mutter. He says, Asher the Gam came to Hocha also. Even the Pichonis might agree that this case is also. So again, that's Zachar doing kibbutz for later in the day. And Pichonis said, that's mutter. So here we're doing kibbutz for later in the day. And I'm telling you, maybe it's osur. So what's the difference? The hazal kaponim in a mechav on the kibbi mamish after psikreishim. Your goal isn't kibbu. Your goal is to maintain the fire. But over here, the fellow's goal is to put out the fire on the broom. His intent is kibbu. Avohocha re mechav on the kibbi mamish. You can't say, you know, I would like to keep this piece of wood, nice good piece of wood. I use it to cook on nighttime. If I put it out now, I'll have a good piece of wood to bake to for a fire later on. But you can't do that. That's a fair thing. You can't do that. Which is even feel historically lebekas loisayoyim because of a hedger shita kubetzis. Even though you want to use it later in the day, so that's the chorb feirish that kibbutz is not mutter for later in the day. So that Terence is the Pichonish's case. It was a secretion of kibbutz. What it wasn't a kibbutz with kavana. The case of the Gemara was he wants to put out the fire to be able to have a piece of wood. So that's also. So over here also you want to put out the fire to be able to have a broom. So that's also going to be us. Okay. Let's see what time it is over here. Well, let's hold it here. Shkach.